Hola everyone, and welcome to the third installment of Alex's Assumptions. I am your host, Alex. Now there is a lot of stuff going on in the wrestling world right now. First, you had the five-star releases from the WWE. Second, you had TNA's Hardcore Justice. And third is the upcoming WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view. With so much going on, I'd like to skip all of those at the moment, as I would love to give my thoughts and opinions about the WWE's Divas division. Yeah, I know, you're probably saying, what division? Well, let's get right into it. So, for all of you asking, yes, WWE does have a Divas division. It may be a small one, it may be a pointless one, but it is a division. Does it have to be a small and pointless one? Absolutely not. It doesn't matter what diva WWE signs, as the way WWE looks at division will not change. Now some people are going to bring up Karma. Well, I feel I should too. Yes, Karma was signed by the WWE. She is, without a doubt, the biggest diva in wrestling history. I am talking size-wise. Now they brought her to TV, and what do we see? We see the same old squash matches. We see the same 30-second to 1-minute diva match. I can fully understand that as they want to give the impression that Karma is the unstoppable huge giant. They want the audience to feel like she is unstoppable. I fully get that. It doesn't work out as they plan though. She becomes pregnant and she's out of action. It will be around a year until she comes back. It truly came at a bad time on WWE's part, but they can't stop her. So, you would think that without Karma, they wouldn't have a 30 seconds to 1 minute match. Well, that is not the case. Without a destructive force, they still make the diva matches short. Some say short and sweet. I find nothing sweet about it. I want action. I want wrestling. I don't want to see them pull hair and botch their punches and kicks. I want to see matches with wrestling that lasts more than 1 minute. That is not too hard to do. If that happens, then it would be sweet. As I mentioned earlier, it doesn't matter who WWE signs for the Diva division. They could sign the best woman worker that is in wrestling today, and that would be Gail Kim. In fact, WWE signs her. She goes to WWE and thinks it's going to be great. Now let me tell you, Gail did not go to WWE because of the Diva division. She went there, she would get paid a lot more than anywhere else. The economy was bad in 2008, and she wanted money to become stable. Well, she got what she wanted. She barely was in action, and she got paid. Now fast forward to now. She becomes irate of the Diva division. She starts to complain about it. She says it's not the Divas, but it's the WWE. So, all of a sudden, the Divas become important. The way it is portrayed on television becomes a huge factor for her. She wanted it to get better, but that never happened. We still seen the division get buried. Fast forward to last week. WWE has the Diva Battle Royal. There are divas from both shows and the winner would battle for the Divas title. Well, Gail was in that match, but not for long. The match started and after wondering who to go after, she picks Alicia Fox. She goes after her, takes a shot, and then rules out. She wasn't even the first elimination, which is pretty sad. The thing that's even sadder is that when she ruled out, the commentators didn't even know who it was. King goes on to say that there is just so many divas in there, it's hard to keep track. Well, they did finally mention it was Gail. Kim left the match in under a minute. She was proving a point. She went on Twitter and said that WWE didn't even notice that she did that. Truly despicable. Since the situation, Gail was floating on hot water. We really didn't know what was going to happen to her. Well, 5 days later, and we found out. She was released. I don't know about any one of you, I always enjoy people getting released, and then the stars go on social network sites and state that they quit or ask to be released. WWE never gives us the details. WWE tries to come out as the bigger person. WWE thinks they can print a story and everyone will believe it. WWE thinks what they say goes. Well, that is not the case. There's a whole line of stars that they talked about, but in those talkings, they never reveal the truth. WWE had the best diva you could actually work a match, but they failed to give the diva division a chance. Now, as soon as Gail Kim suddenly left the match, let me just say that the moment it is going to be so infamous that is what people are going to remember about her. WWE cites a copy of a story from TNA. How so? Well, Beth Phoenix wins the Battle Royal and becomes contender. She then goes after Kelly Kelly. She says the time for pretty eye candy is over. Natalya then agrees with Beth on SmackDown. The two powerhouse divas had enough with the looks, so they are going to change it. If WWE really wanted someone to do that, it should have been Gail Kim. Listen, WWE, even though your audience is made up of kids who don't know a whole lot about backstage scenes, there are IWC fans who do watch, and they know what is going on. They know Gail Kim is upset. They know she wants to change the division. That's just like Zack Ryder. He becomes a hit with the IWC fans, and now he's on TV. Gail should have the lead in saying she had enough with eye candy. Even though I mention Gail again, that is not the main point of this story. The main point of the story is that WWE stole is straight from TNA. You see, TNA had a story where they brought ODB and Jackie to try to change the division. They wanted to get rid of the eye candy and wanted it like it was in the past. Wanted it back to actual wrestling. Reading what people are writing about what Beth and Natalya are doing, I can't help but say it has been done before. This whole thing was stolen from TNA. People go and insult TNA about them stealing stuff from the WWE, but they don't even say anything about WWE stealing from TNA. Just because it's WWE doesn't mean that they can steal. Who cares if they are bigger? People can say it has never been done before, because it has. WWE doesn't like to bully, but in fact they are bullying right into the creative booking. Shocking, right? Not really. It's hard to believe at one point in WWE's history there were divas like Gail Kim, Jacqueline, Trish Stratus, Lita, Molly Holly, and Chyna. It is shocking that WWE had classic diva matches featuring Trish Stratus and Lita. There's one point when there was a Diva Steel Cage match. Divas used to be involved in 2000 TLC matches. Can WWE try to be like they were in the past? Oh yeah! They don't have Lita or Trish, but they could have pushed Gail Kim and actually had diva wrestling matches. They could have tried, but they didn't. Once again, WWE failed. From now on, every time a diva match comes on television, that is known as the bathroom break. This is my edition of Alex's Assumptions. Give me your feedback and comment. If you have any idea for the next installment, write them down. This is my assumptions. What's yours?